Stocks closed up today as the Fed signaled interest rate cuts could be coming soon. CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell told the annual Jackson Hole meeting that the time has come to begin adjusting monetary policy, a heavy hint that the Fed will start cutting rates in September, with the market now pricing in 4 rate cuts before the end of this year. Lower rates could spur home buying activity, refinancing, and other consumer and business lending activity.
The Dow closed up more than 460 points. RFK Jr. is suspending his campaign and throwing his support behind former President Trump. CBS's Natalie Brand reports.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced he's suspending his independent campaign, but not dropping out completely.
My name will remain on the ballot in most states. If you live in a blue state, you can vote for me without harming or helping President Trump.
But the 70-year-old says he's moving to withdraw his name from key battleground states where he can, including Arizona and Pennsylvania, in an effort to help former President Donald Trump.
The U.S. Secret Service has placed multiple agents on leave as part of its investigation into the assassination attempt against former President Trump. The head of the agency's Pittsburgh field office is included. 16 Republican-led states have filed a lawsuit to end the Biden administration program creating a path to citizenship for undocumented migrants married to U.S. citizens. Rice University's Mark Jones calls the timing of the lawsuit political.
The day after Harris became the formal Democratic nominee on an issue that is one of the Republicans' best issues.
The Biden administration defends the policy and promises to fight the lawsuit in court. There's been another guilty plea in that fatal beating last year of Tyre Nichols in Memphis.
A second former city police officer has pleaded guilty to civil rights violations in the 2023 killing. Emmett Martin changed his plea in federal court. Nichols was horribly beaten by 5 Memphis police officers after a traffic stop. He died of his injuries 3 days later. The city's police chief has said there was no good reason for him to even be pulled over that night. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The Justice Department has filed an antitrust lawsuit against RealPage, a property management software provider. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the software made it possible for landlords to collude on prices.
Landlords, like any other competitors, may not share with each other their confidential, sensitive data in a way that permits them to align how they price their products.
The lawsuit alleges this collusion led to higher rents for millions of Americans. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. No one was injured in that late-night fire at a 4-unit apartment building in Racine. The incident called in at around midnight caused an estimated $230,000 in damages and resulted in no injuries. Several cats were rescued from the fire. Franklin Mayor John Nelson, who's also a Waterford Police Department lieutenant, has been suspended since May 6th amid an ongoing investigation. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting. Nelson claims he's unaware of the allegations against him, calling it a, quote, fishing expedition. And high school football returns to WRJN tonight with Westosha Central taking on Racine Case. Coverage starts at 6:30. Next week's game will be streamed due to a rare Friday night Badgers kickoff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers face the Oakland A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game series tonight in Oakland. They got shut out yesterday in St. Louis 3-0. The Cardinals' Miles Michaelis held the crew to just a pair of hits through 6 innings. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I coached Miles in 2013 in Tucson. I know a lot about him, and I know his ability to pitch. He went overseas and with the Texas Rangers really learned how to pitch, and then all of a sudden really learned some things, and then got a big contract. He's been a great pitcher, and he's very capable of that, and he dominated us today.
High school football, over 360 high school teams kick off their season tonight as part of the statewide WIAA competition. NFL, Packers and Ravens tomorrow at Lambeau Field, kickoff at noon. Matt LaFleur.
It's always great to go against a competitive team like the Baltimore Ravens, one of the premier teams in the National Football League. We're just looking to competing against them and getting better today.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
WRJN Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, warmer and more humid tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Some storms possible late Saturday night into Sunday, partly sunny and a high in the low 80s. On Monday, sunny, warmer, mid-80s and muggy. Right now, it's 76.
W-R-J-N.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
And timeless hits, WRJN. Well, are you one of these people? According to a survey by Jiffy Lube, 29% of us will ignore our check engine light for more than a month before we do anything about it.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day, and I never lost a minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on the river, between the lights.
to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, are you headed to the box office this weekend? Let's check in with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters and see what's new.
Well, the first one is Blink Twice. This one is directed by Zoe Kravitz and stars Naomi Ackie and Channing Tatum. A tech billionaire meets a cocktail waitress at his fundraising gala and invites her to join him and his friends on a dream vacation on his private island. But when they're there, strange things start to happen. The next movie is The Crow. This one stars Bill Skarsgård, and it's a reimagining of the 1994 cult classic The Crow. The Forge is a movie coming up, and it's a faith-based movie created by the Kendrick brothers and released by Sony Pictures. This movie is about a high school graduate named Isaiah who is challenged by his mom and a businessman to find a better path for his life. And the last movie is Strange Darling. This one's a thriller, and it's the first movie from a new studio called Magenta Light. The movie currently has 100% critics approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Nothing is what it seems in this one when a twisted one-night stand spirals into a serial killer's vicious murdering spree. Between the four new releases, Alien Romulus, It Ends With Us, Deadpool and Wolverine, Twisters and more, there is so much to go see at the box office. Make plans to see a movie this week.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Dum, 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 dee-doo-ah. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. If you're just getting off of work and you're thinking, what are we doing for dinner tonight? Why not head to downtown Racine for Music on the Monument? All the restaurants are open, of course, and right now there's live music from Stone Theory. Music on the Monument until 7 o'clock tonight.
Waiting for the break of day. something. Oh. We only dance for a minute or two. Then she stuck her nose to me the whole night through. Oh. Can I be the one in love?
She's everything I've been dreaming of.
She's everything I've been dreaming of. I moved her home and she held my hand. I knew it couldn't be just the one night stand. So I asked to see her next week and she told me I could.
I asked to see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and we've got you covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 to 6, along with reports throughout the day. So keep up to date with all things ag as part of the local news and timeless hits we provide here on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is promising to protect Social Security and Medicare and taking Donald Trump to task for proposing cuts.
He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare while giving a huge new tax break to billionaires and corporations. Well, Kamala Harris is not going to let that happen.
Baldwin gave a short speech at the Democratic convention last night. She's running for re-election against Republican Eric Hovde. The universities of Wisconsin will ask for $855 million when Governor Evers and lawmakers start work on the next two-year state budget next spring. The Board of Regents approved President Jay Rothman's spending blueprint yesterday. It includes millions to fix up or replace older buildings. Faculty and staff would get pay raises. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A road rage incident on Highway 50 in Pleasant Prairie this week escalated into violence when a driver allegedly shot a BB gun at another vehicle. A window was shattered, but the victim wasn't hurt. The situation led to a brief closure of Highway 50 near Target Wednesday. About 3 hours after blasting off the BBs, the suspect was found. There are several felony charges. No one was injured in that late-night fire at a four-unit apartment building in Racine. The incident called in at around midnight caused an estimated $230,000 in damages and resulted in no injuries. Several cats were rescued from the fire. The Red Cross is helping several people that can no longer live in the home on Northwestern Avenue near Quarry Lake Park. Fire officials say there were working smoke alarms, which helped everyone get out safely. And it's a 6:30 broadcast time and a 7 p.m. kickoff tonight for the return of high school football on WRJN. Tonight, Westosha Central takes on Racine Case in our game of the week. Next week, the game will stream at WRJN as the Badgers have a rare Friday night kickoff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, warmer, and more humid tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Some storms possible late Saturday night into Sunday, partly sunny and a high in the low 80s. On Monday, sunny, warmer, mid-80s and muggy. Right now, it's 76.
Thank you.
It's Oh Girl, it's the Shy Lights on WRJN. The song was written and sung by the group's leader, Eugene Record. And according to Independent Newspaper from 2005, Eugene Record initially dismissed this song. He said, I gave Carl Davis 7 songs on a tape and he called me to say that there's a number one tune on there. He said, I named them all before Oh Girl and I thought he was kidding.
desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, what I can say, it's this mind, you can't take it.
Spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. You know who's also back on RJN? Paul Harvey. That's right. You can hear archived versions of the rest of the story with Don Rosen mornings at 7:25 and with Cindy Huber just after the new news at 12:05.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're around. Let them say your hair's too long.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, we all knew this, right? Spiders are evil. Two researchers analyzed hundreds of spider webs and found that spiders will incapacitate captured fireflies in order to attract males to the web that want to mate with it. The spiders kept them alive while they were able to glow in a bid to attract more fireflies, but when they were not able to glow anymore, they were devoured immediately.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery, and all this week, O&H is featuring their Blackberry Lemon Tart Kringle. Perfectly balanced sweet and tart flavors of fresh blackberries and lemons make it a refreshing treat. Topped with creamy icing and O&H's buttery streusel make it irresistible, so enjoy it this week. While you're there, pick up an O&H Lemon Pound Cake. It's specially priced at just $5.50. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a blonde. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours.
man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and later tonight, it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball from Oakland. We'll have it for you here. I'm going to leave you with this tonight. It was 55 years ago today, the Rolling Stones started a 4-week run at number 1 on the U.S. singles chart with this song. It's Honky Tonk Women on WRJN. Have a great night.
I met a
Ocean.